The first three Mishnayos of this Perek listed 11 different ways in which the laws of Tumah with regards to Karbonos are more strict than with regards to Trumah. Now, because the laws of Karbonos are more strict, and Karbonos are considered to be more holy than Trumah, this actually led to an opposite effect, that Ami Ha'aretz, ignorant people, who weren't so particular about the laws of Tumah and Tahorah, they ended up being more careful with the halachas of Tumah and Tahorah of Karbonos than with the laws of Trumah. Since they knew that Karbonos were more strict, so they were more particular about those laws than they were particular about the Tumah laws of Trumah. And because of that, Chomer Batrumah, there are also some stringencies in Trumah more than Karbonos, and that is as follows. Shebi Yehuda, that in the area of Eretz Yisrael, known as Yehuda, Eretz Yisrael was split into two main areas, Yehuda and Golil, and there was a small piece of land in between those two areas, which was occupied by Kusim, who were a group of non-Jews who underwent a conversion to become Jewish, but ultimately it was discovered that the conversion was not genuine, and therefore they remained non-Jews. And with Rabbanon, any land of non-Jews is considered to be Tomei. So that means that any wine or oil which comes from Golil could not be used for the wine and oil which is needed in the Beis HaMikdash, because it was considered to be Rabbanon Tomei, because it had to go through this small piece of land of the non-Jews and it would become Tomei on the way. And therefore the Mishnah discusses wine and oil, which comes from the area known as Yehuda, which could still be used for use in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says, Shebi Yehuda, that in the area of Yehuda, Ne'emonim al taras yayin v'shemen kol yumei sashana, Ami Ha'aretz are trusted regarding the purity of their wine and oil throughout the year. If an Ami Ha'aretz comes to the Beis HaMikdash to bring a korban, and he also brings oil and wine, which are needed to accompany the korban, if he claims that it is Tohar, then he is trusted, because we know that Ami Ha'aretz are particular about the laws of Tumah and Tahorah when it comes to korbanos. But when it comes to Trumah in general, they are not trusted. They are only trusted of Shas HaGitos VaHabadim Afala Trumah, during the period of the pressing of grapes into wine and pressing of olives into oil, then they're believed even about Trumah. That if they come to a Kohen and they give the Kohen some oil and wine, which they say is Trumah, so if they give this to the Kohen during the period where everybody is pressing their grapes and olives, so then the Ami Ha'aretz are trusted, since during that time everybody would be careful to become Tohar, so that the Trumah would be Tohar and they'd be able to give it to a Kohen. However, Ovru HaGidos VaHabadim, once the time of the pressing of the grapes and olives has passed, and then Vehevu Lechovi Shal Yayin Shal Trumah, and then Ami Ha'aretz brings a Kohen, a jug of Trumah wine, Lo Yikablenu Mimenu, he should not accept it from him, he needs to be concerned that that Trumah is Tomei, because once the actual period of the pressing of the olives and grapes has passed, so then the Ami Ha'aretz stop being particular about the laws, and they sort of allow themselves and their produce to become Tomei. However, interestingly, says the Mishnah, but the Ami Ha'aretz could just leave it until the next season of pressing the grapes, and then he could bring it to a Kohen, and then the Kohen can accept it. Even if the Kohen knows that he kept it since the previous year, he can still accept it because the entire decree not to trust the Ami Ha'aretz is only with Rabbanon, and during this period of time, the Rabbanon said that you can trust him. So if the Ami Ha'aretz during this period of time says that the Trumah wine is Tahor, then he is believed and the Kohen can take it and drink it. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, if it is not during that season, and therefore an Ami Ha'aretz is generally not believed about Trumah, he's only believed about Karbonos. Vim Omar Loi, if the Ami Ha'aretz says to the Kohen, here I've got a jug of Trumah wine for you, and you should know that Hifrashti Desecher Avi's Kodesh, I also separated inside this barrel a little bit extra, more than the amount which I needed to separate for Trumah, and that extra is in order that you be able to use that for Karbonos, when you bring a Karbon and you have to bring wine with the Karbon. So you should know that I separated some extra wine into here so that you can use it for your wine for your Karbonos. So in such a case, Ne'eman, he is believed about all of the wine that it is Tahor, because since we're believing him that part of the wine is Tahor, so we now believe him about all of the wine in the jug. Firstly, because if not, then it's impossible that part of the wine be Tahor and part of it be Tomei. And secondly, because it's considered a lack of respect towards the Beis HaMikdash and the Karbonos, if the wine used with the Karbonos comes from a mixture of wine which is considered Tomei. And because of that, the Rabbanon did not decree in this case not to believe him. Jugs of wine or oil, which are mixed. This literally means that they are mixed with truma and maestras and chulin. In general, the term meduma refers to a mixture of truma and chulin. But in this case, we are referring to tevel. Tevel refers to produce or wine or oil from which the tithes have not yet been separated. And for that reason, it's considered as if it's a mixture, because technically included in the tevel is the chulin and the truma and the maestras, which it just needs to separate out. And we're discussing a case where the Am Ha'aretz intended that in the future he's going to separate some of the wine which is contained in the tevel. He's going to separate it and use it for the sake of wine with karbonos. He'll separate the trumas and maestras, take that, give it to a kohen or a levi, and then with the remaining chulin wine, he plans on taking some of that and using it for karbonos. Says the Mishnah, ne'emonim alehen, the Am Ha'aretz are trusted about them, meaning they're trusted about even the utensils, even the jugs, b'shas hakidus v'abadim, during the period of the pressing of the grapes and the olives, v'kodim hakidus shivim yoim, and also within 70 days before the season of pressing the grapes and olives, even 70 days before, he is believed about the jugs which contain the wine oil, since from that time, people would begin to make sure that their utensils and their jugs were pure, so that it would be ready fully for the pressing of the grapes and the olives. And even though the jugs themselves are not part of that mixture of wine, we still believe him about the jugs, because otherwise it would be considered a lack of respect towards the korbanos and the Beis HaMikdash, if the containers of that wine were considered to be tomei. It should be noted that whereas in the first part of the Mishnah, when we're talking about the wine itself, the Am Ha'aretz is believed all year round if he says that part of it is going to be used for karbonos. But at the end of the Mishnah, we're saying that he's only believed during the season and 70 days before the season. The reason for the difference, Tosfos explains, is that at the end of the Mishnah, he's only intending that in the future, once he separates the trumas and maestras, so then he's going to use part of the chulin for wine to bring with karbonos. It's much more removed than in the first part of the Mishnah, where he says that part of this wine is going to be used. I've already designated part of this wine to be used with karbonos, and therefore in that case, the Am Ha'aretz would be more concerned. He's more trustworthy. Whereas at the end of the Mishnah, he is less trustworthy, and therefore we only believe him around the season of the pressing of the grapes and the olives.